Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests today are Andy Dahl and Nima Shahidi, co-founders of the Baltimore Bike Experience and winners of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Welcome, guys. It's great to see you.
Thanks.
It's great to be here.
Tell us how the Baltimore Bike Experience got started. It's a great idea. Tell us what it is and how it got started.
The Baltimore Bike Experience is just that. It's an experience that Nima and I really developed together. Its main focus is to work with youth and empower them through the vehicle of the bicycle.
And you do it out of Digital Harbor High School.
Yes, our main project is an after-school bike club at Digital Harbor High School, but we also do street workshops and other events around the city.
So what is there's obviously something of a curriculum or something of a plan for the kids that come into the experience.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when a kid comes into the experience, knows nothing about how to fix a bicycle, but is sort of interested in it?
Well, that's a good question. We work with all levels, and I think our program is really unique because we tend to target those youth that are pretty disengaged with the school situation. They don't necessarily like school or feel academically successful, but through the bicycle, they're able to find a unique metaphorical and literal vehicle for their own outlet. So a lot of our youth have no experience working on bicycles, but every kid can do something, and so we just take that.
What's the evidence that the kids who you work with, which I've been really impressed that you're working with kids that are disengaged, that they're sticking in the school environment and they're catching on to a future in a way that they weren't before?
I think the biggest indicator is the fact that they come back to us. We have worked with kids that often don't even go to school or come sporadically to school. And the fact that they now go to school every day, they might not necessarily be straight A students right now or even B or C students, but they are in school every day, and they come to us every week, and they don't have to. So that shows, I think, me and us that they want to be there because no one's twisting their arm to be there.
Yeah.
And they've found an environment and helped us create an environment that's important to them and is theirs as much as ours.
And Nima, how do you engage the a kid that comes into the class? What do you do to capture their imagination?
Just creating a safe environment for them to express themselves. Like, we have students that don't even really ride bikes or don't want to work on bikes, but we're like, why do they keep coming every week if they don't want to ride a bike or fix a bike? And then we realize that the students really just want to be part of something, and it's a space for them to be after school if they don't have anything to go to at home. So having some snacks and having some music and having, you know, just an environment where they can, you know, be a youth and not be fingered, I guess, like a lot of things happen in the neighborhood of youth hanging around in like Federal Hill. So yeah, just creating that safe space is really important.
That's good. Well, thank you for joining me. This is a really interesting project. It's an interesting journey, no pun intended. And I'm really happy that you guys have been with me today. And I'm really happy we gave you a Social Innovations Award and want to help you in any way we can.
Us too. It's helped a lot. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For more of this interview with these Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winners, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.